mind. So I'm thankful to the Lord for allowing me to be here, thankful to this church. I'm thankful to for the songs here, and I'm thankful especially for the little ones that were up here singing, you know. The Lord tells us that we must become as little children. You know, it's amazing to look and see the innocence of a child, and then to look into the eyes of folks that are older than they are, that have had a few more years, a little bit more life in them, as some people would say. You know, sometimes we can get some heavy burdens, so it's nice to look into the eyes of a child and just see the innocence and the joy sometimes over the things that seem so small. You know, Heather and I have a almost 21-month-old, and sometimes it's the smallest things. It's not the big Christmas gifts. It's not the most expensive things. It's just the little things in life that excite them, an airplane flying in the sky, or, you know, a dog running down the street or whatever. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to the Lord for allowing us to look down at them and to see those things and to help us remember, you know, that we must become as them and put everything that we have, all of our faith and trust in Him, and have that innocence in front of Him that they have. I'm going to try to stand here this evening and ask that you all keep me in your prayers. I always hope this will become easier as time goes on, but it doesn't ever seem to, and I don't expect it to. So if you want to turn with me, we're going to start our reading lesson in the book of Mark 11:21. And if I had to, title the service here this evening, it would be "Take Your Troubles to the Lord." It kind of goes right along with what I was saying about kids and innocence. You know, sometimes when we get saved, for those of you that have been saved, when we get saved, we're there in front of the Lord, and we're standing there, you know, naked in front of Him, with everything off, nothing left to hold on to. And that's the only way that you'll get saved. Just like those little ones, just standing there innocent in front of Him, giving everything we have to Him. But as time goes on, oftentimes these burdensome things can build up in our lives. And sometimes we forget that we just need to take all those troubles to the Lord and let him hold on to them, and He'll take care of them. Mark 11:21 says, "And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto Him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if we have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forget, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them." It's so easy oftentimes, like I said, as life goes on, for us to become burdened down with things. And I've noticed in my own life that oftentimes on Sunday mornings, it's so easy to give everything over to the Lord. Oftentimes on Wednesday evenings and Sunday mornings and Sunday evenings, when we're in the service, it's easy to sometimes to give everything to Him. But I've often said before that sometimes when the clock goes off about 6 a.m. on Monday morning, all of a sudden I know I myself feel like sometimes that the weight of the world is on my shoulders, rather than realizing that God can do all things, There's nothing too large and nothing too small for the Lord, including Monday mornings. As large as Monday mornings often seem sometimes, Monday mornings and getting through that Monday morning are not too big for the Lord. And I'm thankful for that. You know, as I said, I think sometimes it's easy to say and much harder to do during the week as we go through our daily lives, as we get burdened down with bills and as we get burdened down with activities and, you know, in deaths and sickness and in financial burdens, all these things that go on in our lives. Oftentimes we forget. You know, in Genesis it said God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything. From the smallest little molecule that they continually get smaller and smaller to find in science to the largest thing that we can imagine. Amen. The universe. I think, you know, now in science they're showing that the universe is even larger than they've ever imagined. And I've got some friends who are really big into science who have, you know, really seem to get bogged down in those things. And sometimes I forget to tell them that, hey, it's okay. It doesn't matter how big or how small it is. The Lord has taken care of it, created it, and will take care of it. Amen. If you'll just put everything in His hands. You know, sometimes we're amazed with the miracles that God performed in the Bible. You know, He healed the sick. Sometimes when we read it, at least myself, sometimes when I read it, sometimes I forget how amazing of a miracle it is. You know, last Sunday I preached about him healing the 10 lepers and the one coming back to give him glory and honor. And sometimes as I read through the book, I forget how amazing of a miracle that is. Because the Bible is so miraculous in and of itself that sometimes those things that we just read through and forget how amazing it is. You know, sometimes we think that God can't take care of the little things in our lives, yet He was able to, you know, revive Lazarus. And if we would truly think about that in our lives, if we were there at a funeral or wherever it may be, and we looked and we saw somebody there completely lifeless. We think about, you know, a person walking in and all of a sudden he comes back to life. Jesus wasn't there yet, but sometimes I forget how miraculous that is. And sometimes I get bogged down, like I said, in the little things of my life. And I forget to turn them over to the Lord, thinking that, like I said, either this is too small to go to the Lord with, you know, the Lord won't want to bother with this, or, wow, this is way too big for the Lord. Sometimes I forget that nothing is too big for the Lord. And sometimes I think after we've been saved for a while, I'm coming up on my 6th birthday here in November. I know it's only been 6 years. I'm sure, some people out here, I'm sure, have been saved a little bit longer than I have. I think somebody at church the other day said she's coming up on her 50th anniversary. And I proceeded to tell her that, 62nd, I'm sorry. 62nd anniversary and of her salvation, and I proceeded to tell her that, wow, she's been saved since she was a little bitty baby. Of course, she got a kick out of that. She's about in her mid-70s, maybe even 80. But sometimes I think we realize during that salvation experience how much of a miracle it is that the Lord could save us. And then as time goes on and we get bogged down with life, we forget that He can perform miracles in our lives. He can do anything that He wants. Mark 10:27 says, with God all things are possible. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. All things. Not little things. All things. We can do anything. Anything that we'll put over into the Lord's hands, if we'll do that. But oftentimes, like I said, I know that I am guilty of forgetting those things and forgetting to take it to the Lord and put it in His hands. Sometimes I find a little bit of solace in And knowing that I'm not the only one that forgets these things. You know, there were even sometimes in the Bible, the disciples and who had seen these miracles, who had been with our Lord, who had walked hand in hand with Him and witnessed these amazing things, forget to have faith in Him. They forget what He can do and how amazing the things are that He has done and will do. You know, he had told them, He had foreshadowed everything that was going to occur, that He was going to die on the cross and that He was going to rise. And like I said, they were with Him there, and sometimes they forgot. Matthew 14:28 says, "And Peter answered him and said, Lo, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. And He said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped Him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." How many times in our lives do storms come along and we forget to look to the Lord? You know, we're going right along. A couple times as I've preached, I've referenced the green line. You know, the financial commercial that the guy has the green line. They said, well, just follow the green line and you'll be fine to your financial freedom or whatever it may be. Now, how many times are we following the green line, walking with the Lord, and all of a sudden a storm comes in our way and we get off course and we forget? Sometimes that we forget how amazing the Lord is and that He can do anything. If we'll just stay the course and just put all of our faith and trust in Him and turn all of our troubles over to Him, He can do all things. I'm amazed as I think back to the night that I got saved. Looking back, that's the most amazing miracle that I can think of in my life to this day. Amen. You know, you hear of people picking up cars off of other people and doing strange things, but the night that the Lord came down, I looked up and He looked down, as the song says. What an amazing miracle it is that He would look down and save the soul of a wretch like me. And I failed Him every day since then, as I promised Him that night that I'll do anything that You ask me to do if You'll just save me tonight. I'm thankful that He did, but I'm ashamed to say that I fail Him so many times and I break that promise so many times. I think the psalmist did a good job of summing so many things up. Psalm 40, 1 through 5 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings." Sometimes I forget, but then I realize that if the Lord can save me, He can do anything. He can save souls. He can save lives. He can save marriages. He can save children. Amen. And I'm thankful to have the little ones here this evening. Sometimes it's a little discouraging when the church is a little too quiet. It's nice to hear the pitter-patter of little feet. And it's nice to hear the little murmurs. Like I said, I'm thankful that the Lord saved me on November 28th, 2006. I feel like sometimes it's been an eternity, and sometimes I feel like it was just yesterday. But we as God's people, those that have been saved, if you haven't been saved, then you can't truly communicate with the Lord. So it's hard to tell you to bring your heavy burdens, because there's only one burden that you have at this point, truly, if you haven't been saved. And if you're here and you haven't been saved, I would beg that you wouldn't put it off for another second, because we don't know how long it'll be. There's no saving power in this altar, but it's here as a place to come and worship the Lord and beg until the Lord gives you that peace in your heart that I experienced November 28, 2006. But pray in your seat, pray in your car, wherever the Lord calls on you. Give everything you have to Him. That's the only way. But as God's people, oftentimes we carry around a heavy burden of things in our lives. Jesus says in Matthew, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that the Lord lifts those burdens off of us if we'll bring them to Him and truly put them at His feet. As God's people, we need to remember this. Sometimes I feel like as we carry around these burdens of life, our light that is shining through us, that is the Lord and the Lord's Spirit, oftentimes can get tarnished. And I fear that sometimes that others see the heavy burdens in our lives and don't see that light. So we need to pray that the Lord will give us that strength, that the Lord will give us the ability to lay it all at His feet, because He carried it to the cross for us. But as we pray, we must pray the right prayer. We must pray as Jesus prayed in the garden. He says, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." As God's people, we must make this our prayer. "Lord, I've got all these things I really need your help with, but Lord, let your will be done. Whatever you would have done, let it be done. But let me take these things off of my heart so I can focus back on you. The things that are important in my life, the things that are truly important in my life, and not these things that oftentimes we make important in our lives." Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for the blessings that the Lord provides. I'm thankful most of all for salvation. And this evening, if you're holding on to anything, I just beg that you would just take your troubles to the Lord. This altar here is for lost folks, but it's just as much for those that have been saved as it is for those that are lost. Amen. We need the Lord and need to take what we have, our problems, to the Lord just like anybody else. Thankful for all of His blessings, and ask that you all continue to keep me in your prayers as I stand. Just beg that if anybody is here and is lost, I would just beg that you would seek the Lord until you find Him precious to your soul. There's no body, no thing, nothing else, no ritual that you can do, no prayer that you can pray. It's between you and the Lord. Amen. Nobody's going to save you. I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of nights ago, and he said he was talking to a lady. They were driving down the road one day, and she said, There he is. That's the guy that saved me. And he said, what? He kind of caught him off guard. And the girl said, yeah, there he is. That's the guy that saved me. And he said, that's when I realized that she was a little off course. I was at the Allen County Jail about 3 weeks ago and called my father on the way home. And I know what he meant as he asked. We kind of laughed about it later. He said, did you have a good service? I said, yeah. And he said, did you save anybody? I said, I don't do any saving. And he said, what? And he said, oh, okay, I know what you mean. I said, you know, we got up and preached and did what the Lord wanted us to do, and he'll take care of the rest. Thank you very much. Amen.